Hey, you're on TV and stuff now, so. Yeah, you're on, oh my god, I just forgot the name of it.
Oh, the popular show that was filmed out in Lunenburg?
Yes.
Did you catch me there in episode 3?
We haven't watched it yet.
I knew exactly what I was looking for, so I could point me out, and I'm not
fair.
Even sure Brittany could have seen it. I mean, it's extras, it's background stuff, so you don't really have to find. My big prominent moment, that scene apparently got, several of the scenes of my prominent scenes got cut, but whatever.
Exactly, I remember, I did a Tourism Ireland ad when I was at home in 2018, waiting for my residency to come through.
Mm.
And 8 to 10 hours, like it wasn't too bad. And I think I got about 3/4 of a second on screen. And the ad showed in Sweden and Germany.
I am Ross, and joining me tonight is my friend David Foley. Just as a beer expert, because my co-host is off in, where is he now? Scotland. But together, regardless of all that, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia Dry. David, thank you for coming back. Thank you for joining me once again. I think you've been here a couple of times. Help.
I think this is only the second.
It was only the second.
So yes, a couple.
Okay. Well, it's number two. But and the excitement I had, because we started talking about a lot of the, well, you live just down the road. You're in the Windsor area, and there are a lot of breweries there. I mean, we even discussed there's 5 in short driving
five-ish
distance.
Yeah.
They're a little bit outside. Yeah, whatever. It's the Windsor downtown contains 1. So you got to go a little ways. But but beyond that, you actually have a history with producing beer, because you were involved with Schoolhouse.
Yeah. So when I first moved here in 2016, working at a school, come 2017 summer, I was looking for a summer gig. So Schoolhouse had just opened here in town, and coming from that kind of background, you know, not being a stereotypical Irishman at all, growing up in a tourist town, you know, and at the time we had about 5,000 people and 40 bars, so hospitality is kind of, the industry is something you grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
I started down there, and I was there for, you know, 3 or 4 summers over a few years, so that was great. And then 2020, of course, the infamous 2020, after I lost a job due to the pandemic and whatever, I was looking for other work, and started working at another brewery, one of those ones that's slightly outside of Windsor, but Windsor adjacent, shall we say. So quite a history. And throughout all those years, you know, I have same as what you're trying to do with this podcast, is just drink Nova Scotia Dry and try them all. So
it wasn't even just a checklist. It was just an exploration. And what happened with me was the exploration came to a realization after it was a number of years. And I finally said to myself, wait a minute. It's not just kind of what's good, what's bad. It's because I stopped finding bad ones. It just stopped out. You say, you got a new one. Ooh, that's really good. And now, I don't know, my whole grading system is completely out the window. I don't know what to do.
It's impossible. It got to a stage where some places were trying things, and it's like, okay, that tastes almost exactly like place X, you know, which is fine. You know, you got to try things and group mind and all of that thing, but group think, whatever. But yeah, you got a lot of places now that they're really coming up with some unique flavors, and it's fun. It's fun. I just had one there a few nights ago from a place up in Anaganish, and that was lovely.
Candid or half-cocked?
Half-cocked.
Yeah, they've got a sour, I think.
They had a sour, but they also have a New England IPA. And that was lovely.
Oh, I think
it was really, really nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. But speaking of weird beers and interestingly themed ones, I'm so glad this is the first one that we've got. So Hilltop Hops, just over on slightly the other side, the eastern side of Windsor, moving in towards Brooklyn, I guess.
Yeah, out that direction, just off the right before the turnoff to Manaway.
Yep. And so you've got yourself what is referred to as Freakin' Goat. But if you read Wingdings and different characters like that, you know what that's actually saying. So I'm not sure if with the apostrophe on the end, is that sort of like a, would you pronounce that like, okay, it's going to be a sweary episode. So instead of saying, if it's a fucking goat, like a Canadian would say it, or I would see that and say, it's a fucking goat in a thick Scottish accent. So I'm now curious, is that two O's or is that a UC are the characters?
I would safely say it's a UC, okay. To be honest. I think if you were going with the two O's, you could almost use the same two characters, you know, yeah. Not to be pedantic about it. It's a fucking goat. Would be a safe bet.
And the worst part about, I mean, I love the can. I love the forest green. Yeah. And it's the picture of the goat. And it's Ruth the goat. I don't know the entire story about Ruth the goat, but it does say inside, meet Ruth the goat. She's the winner of our contest in support of Veterinarians Without Borders. As mischievous as she is cute, she truly lives up to her nickname. But that's it. That's it for description of the beer. We went all over the place, and Untappd gave me my closest one. It said it's a blonde ale, maybe-ish. But all I know is I hope that it's not a beer. It's not, like, goat-flavored. Or
that would be confusing.
Because, well, why? It's the only descriptor on there. What kind of beer is that? Goat.
I'm not sure
goat.
I'd recognize a meat flavored beer in general, but being able to discern immediately what meat is flavored in the beer might take a few sips, but that's what we're here to do.
I can go to a few barnyard areas, and I could with one sniff I can tell you what kind of animals they keep.
Oh yeah, no, that yeah, I could be fairly certain of that. Now I could look at a piece of meat
at an animal and say that's definitely a cow. David, that's a rhinoceros. Yes.
I don't know, it's mooing pretty funny.
What a strange moo you have there. Meanwhile, it's a toucan.
Speaking of toucans,
I'd say that's pouring and looking like a blonde or a yeah. Lager. I'd be excited to have a blonde ale. I'm into that.
Mm.
Seems delicious. Okay. Smells good. Let's get the whole thing in my Hilltop Hops brewhouse glass.
Oh, you got a glass as well. Fancy.
It's part of my part of my attempts at the collection. Drinking everything dry, but sadly, I started collecting them after I'd done a lot of travel, so I don't have... I've been to Tatamagush a couple of times, and I've been out all the way up to Big Spruce, but I didn't pick up a glass, so I don't have... I don't have ones from the really, really far away ones, so I always feel mildly embarrassed when I don't have one from my local pubs, for sure. So it started as... It had to be a local collection, and then slowly expanding as I move out from there. When I get some from the city and things like that, went into Unfiltered and got one from that little... little place on North Street there. Right. Nice. What were your first impressions there? I saw you heave a sip.
Quite tasty. I don't know if I...
Ooh.
I kind of agree with the description. It's it is... What are the words on it?
Hmm.
Or maybe we were talking beforehand. Yours blonde, lager, golden ale-esque.
Yeah. Well, it's a 4%, and we've had some magical lower percentage ABVs that still have all of the packed flavor, but I feel like this tastes like something is a bit missing. It isn't quite a full flavored. I mean, it's light bodied, but even crispness.
I mean, it is missing a little bit of crispness. If you leave it on your tongue a little bit, and you just stare at the can, you can get a bit of that farmyard feel to it.
Okay.
That kind of... I don't know how to describe it exactly.
Like a farmyard ale?
Almost. Almost. I think a golden would be the closest I'd be able to describe it as.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, I like it. And like it's very easy to drink.
Yeah.
You know, there's no challenge to it. If that makes any sense, you know, it's not biting at me in any ways. It's not lingering at the back of the throat or anything like that.
I'm getting a funny little flavor on the roof of my mouth, and it's been synonymous with a few that I had, and the only thing I can compare it to is like a tomato soup kind of flavor, like a slightly peppery tomato soup. And,
okay.
And I asked a guy about it one time, and he said, oh, yeah, and I looked it up online, and it had something to do with that happens sometimes in the boil, if it's either if it boils slightly too long or not quite long enough. And I have no idea what I'm talking about, but all I know is my flavor, what are they called? Flavor bullets. No. Taste buds. That's the one.
Taste buds. Flavor bullets.
My taste buds are telling me that I'm getting that same kind of interesting, not even quite acidic, not even quite sour, but somewhere along those lines.
Yeah, it's almost like it's trying to bounce between acidic and sour, and there's just not enough pull on either end.
Mm. Yep.
You know, it's hitting different flavor bullets.
Definitely. Yep. Pull the trigger on that one. No, it is having a hard time. And what a strange balance between two things to choose from. Should I be sour or should... let's just have it all in there. Like, wait, what? No.
Yeah, but no, it is. It's pretty middle of the road. Wouldn't hate it after, you know, spend a day working outside in the sunshine.
No, for sure.
One of these, and a cold one of these, and it's going down in seconds.
Yeah, good, refreshing. I'm not sure. It does say it was a winner of a contest which supports Veterinarians Without Borders. So I'm hoping that there's some sort of dollar amount, percentage, something that moves towards that. So I'm always up for a good charitable beer and whatnot. And
definitely. As I said, it's, as you said, it's supporting Ruth the goat. Ruth is my sister.
No,
not the goat. I have a sister named Ruth. she's actually coming to visit in a few weeks with her wife. So that will be nice for a few days.
And tell her that every beer you drink, you'll donate 50 cents towards Ruth the goat's charity.
She would love that. And very nice. No more than both of us were. She's a dog people as well. So she's got three. One of them, like Rosie in our house right now. One of them is a tripod.
Prapperting.
Yes.
Prapperting. Yeah, yeah. Now, because I have not yet had John, the brewer of Hilltop Hops, on the show. I've talked to him a couple of times when I go in and pick up some other things.
Mm.
Drink this all around. He's usually quite busy. As I'm learning, brewing season is just all the time. And brewers just use that as an excuse. I mean, they are busy people, but basically it's can't possibly. It's brewing season. Whenever you don't want to do something, it's great to just throw that
in. Exactly.
Isn't it always brewing? Like, you don't just sort of sit back and say, there, everything's brewed. I can do nothing for the next 4 months. Nope. I don't think that's how that works. But as I didn't want to throw any shade, and I'm not trying to throw any shade, but I recently had a conversation with another brewer, and I'm not going to drop names, and I'm not going to name names, and I'm not going to shame anything, but it was bestowed upon me a little secret that when trying to make a batch of their popular beer, it came out not exactly the way it was supposed to. So Ooh. They just branded it something
renamed
different
it.
And released it. So now I've
You're
had
wondering?
The Hilltop Hobbs Blonde Ale, I think. No, we had Willie's Wicked Pilsner. That was freaking delicious. So Willie's Pilsner at Hilltops is one of my... Oh, that was excellent. So I'm wondering, because this sort of tastes like a blonde that didn't quite turn out as good.
Mm.
And so what if someone's like, hey, can we partner with you and we'll have a dollar go towards charity? Yes. Oh, boy. Have I got the keg for you. Woo. Hang on.
Potentially.
And I feel really terrible for suggesting that. But it's a business. You don't want to just flush out 300...
No.
Gallons? What's the... I have no idea what goes in. What was it?
No, I mean, yeah. We in my current professional position, I do work a lot with fermenters and tanks and stuff. So, yeah, it depends on the size.
Well, okay. So, what do you do now, then?
Working in pharmaceuticals. So...
Fermenting?
Yeah, so...
Pills.
So I don't do the production of things. I'm more on the preparation of the document side of things. But we have to know about a lot of the equipment, obviously, that's being used because it goes into the documentation and everything. So, yeah, I could easily, yeah, I'm hoping to, if I have downtime from my specific job, I'm hoping to spend some time on the manufacturing floor over the summer and actually learning a lot more about, especially the fermentation side of things. So, yeah, in a few months when I'm back on here, hopefully I'll be able to bring all the nerdy knowledge.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We really got to have a nerd night. We've had a few nerd nights that Ian and I, we just kind of blink loudly and sort of, wow.
Nod and smile.
Whoo, water tables, you say. I have no idea what we're talking about anymore. So, yeah, in knowing nothing and mostly just talking out of my butt, perhaps there was a business decision that it was not quite perfect.
Something. Yeah. I understand.
Because that's what it tastes like to me. If you told me this was a blonde ale, I would say this tastes like a little less than perfect. Something
fair.
Something happened. You know, a sudden freeze, a sudden heat wave. I
mean, yes.
I can't imagine trying to be a brewer in the Annapolis Valley at any point in the year.
No, absolutely not.
20 degree swings in either direction. Just whenever.
Sorry about the dog barking. Yeah. That is Rosie.
We haven't had a
she
good
gets playful in the evening for about 10 minutes.
Quite some time. You mentioned, I don't know if that was just a stereotypical your business of brewing coming from Ireland, but did you do that in Ireland as well?
No, I was solely on the customer service side of things in Ireland. The first job when I was much too young working in bars and... once had a break, doing lots of odd jobs in between. But then, I got back into it when I was 18, and I lost count of how many bars I've worked in.
But when you came to Schoolhouse, was that in any of the production, or was it mostly just client side?
There was bits and pieces out the back.
Carry a big hefty bag of malt kind of thing.
Yeah. I did a lot of the canning and the bottling as well when they were doing that. Which was, long days, but worthwhile. Mm. When I could, I hop back and I did my best to help her. Well, did my best to not get in the way of the brewing. So.
Two.
Two.
How's that one going? Oh, good. The mouthful.
Yeah. Just there we go.
Briggenbark. Briggenbark Brewing. Mostly production facility down in Windsor Forks.
3 mile plains, Garland's Crossing. It depends on how far you step.
Southern Windsor. Out of the south end in the suburbs, the southern suburbs of Windsor is Briggenbark Brewing. And even though they also have a tap room just up here in my neck of the woods, which I go and get cans, but this is a newer one. In fact, I couldn't even tell you when this one specifically was. It says introducing Belgian ale. This is literally 6 days ago.
It is very recent. It's been in the tap room here in Windsor about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
So this has never happened to us. Usually we're like years behind. I mean, I had Garrison's 25th anniversary beer in their 27th year of production. So it's just this is not really our style. But this is the brand new.
They're actually bringing out. This is just horrendous timing. They're bringing out a new drink tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, I don't know what it is. There's a thumb covering the can in their latest social media post.
Oh, Steve. Yeah.
But I'll let you know.
He's crafty.
When I go.
Well, it'll be up here. And in fact, I went in because I really enjoy the IPA series, like the session, the IPA, and the big IPA. And I went in for four cans of the big IPA, and then I saw double IPA was there, and I went, ooh. So that's we're waiting to drink that one as well. I think we picked that one up just in case. We couldn't find anything else from Briggenbark. But this is calling it the Belgian Ale. It's a blue can, 4%. 4% for a Belgian Ale. You can probably tell me, Ian can probably tell me a lot more about that. But, and then on the side, a refreshing Belgian-style ale with a hazy golden hue, smooth wheat body, and citrusy zest. Notes of orange peel and coriander create a bright, crisp finish. That was not what I was expecting in that description.
Yeah, so So you get a lot of, I mean, Belgians are known for, the variety of beer is phenomenal with the Belgians. And the lower percentage ones, especially from a Belgian point of view, have been traditionally, and I mean years, hundreds of years ago, have been the kinds of, like a Saison.
Yeah.
So a Saison would be anything below, you know, 3, 3.5, as low as 2.5% beer, traditionally drank by the workers in the fields in the summer, hence Saison, it was seasonal, because it was safer to drink than water. Because the water was so bad, so they just had some very low percentage beer. Mm. So anywhere I go, if they have a Saison, I will try a Saison. It's one of my favorite styles of beer. Beautiful.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, you could look up any reference, any pop culture reference about Belgian beer, and you can, it'll range from that to, you know, a 10% Dunkel.
So. Oh, we've had some Belgian doubles. Yeah. We had a Belgian quad one time. I don't even remember what the percentage was on this one. This one is fighting. I managed to get the entire thing in the glass, and it was very crystal good. Clear at the bottom, and then you get the bottom of the can, and it's slowly mixing the haze on the way down. So it's getting a little bit of everything in there. Smells, there is that kind of spiciness that I've equated to things like a Kolsch or some wheat beers.
Yeah, you just said it there. That's kind of my first impression. It's just that it's a light wheat beer.
Yeah.
And it's not trying too hard to be one, but
it's good.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
I can't hear anything.
Hi, Ernestine.
I'm here for vibe.
Oh, he just called you Ernestine.
Huh?
I just said hi, Ernestine.
Oh, hello, husband two.
which one's three? Yeah.
Jamie is three.
Is it chronologically? Wait, chronologically. Jamie's third?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, technically Jamie's second, because you're not in it.
Shush. I was first.
That's revision zero.
Yeah.
Technically, I'm your only, because we are the only ones who had a ceremony.
Maybe my other ones did too. It's just off screen.
No, you didn't mention
off stage.
There's a wedding ceremony in the play. P.S. To anyone listening, go and see.
Oh yes, we should clarify.
Birthday Candles, performing between July, I think, 12th and July 18th weekends.
Yes, we're on. We open the. I have it here in my calendar. 1 second, while I fill.
Is no one impressed that I had this information in my actual brain?
I am. You got it quicker than I did.
Yeah. That's the bare minimum, my guy.
Neither of you know when you go on stage.
February 11th, which is the Friday night. That's when we open. We have a show.
He just said February 11th.
July 11th.
There it is.
Even. Yeah. You know what? Can we do February? I might learn my lines by then.
It's probably the best.
July 11th, Friday night, 7 o'clock. Two shows on the Saturday, matinee at 2. Saturday night at 7, a matinee on the 13th. Which is a Sunday at 2, and then the following Friday, 18th at 7, 2 on the 19th, 1 at 2 p.m., and 1 at 7 p.m.
Yep.
So if it isn't obvious, David and I are in this show, because that was not mentioned.
It's not obvious, because you didn't know when it was. I'm starting to sound like the director at this point, even though I have no idea what it's about.
Anyway.
That's because you're not allowed to know, because you need to go in blind. Also,
wait a
you
minute.
Can't explain
yeah. Wait a minute. You're coming down here with this delicious water bottle Stanley thing, but I know exactly what's in that.
Oh, isn't it?
That is your pet gnat from Benjamin Bridge.
Yeah.
Because yeah. That's what you started putting in that.
I mean, drink NS Dry is an all-encompassing thing. The title does not specify
No,
beer.
But the logo does. The logo is the Nova Scotia lion holding a beer, and that's the only thing that I've got.
Minor detail.
I know. I couldn't think of anything clever that was beer-related.
I thought we were on the sour. That's why I came down here.
Nearly. We're...
Should I just wait, then?
We're this far. Yep.
How far are you, David?
Through your
similar
through your Belgian ale. We just started the Belgian
ale. I mean, I can also, yeah.
So I should just stay down here, then. This is what you're telling me.
Pull up a footstool, pull
oh,
up a dog.
I don't want to be involved.
Oh.
So it's sour.
Oh, so you're just going to go hang out.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
if you take two steps back, we won't see you.
Also, I'd like to credit myself on this episode of this podcast because I was the beer mule.
I forgot to mention that. Yes. That there is the entire story around that side of things. And it was a very apologetic request because so Ian goes away. Ian goes he's off in Scotland right now, and when he does that, I start reaching out to friends saying, "Hey, do we want to do something just a little, you know, different? Come on, we'll just talk about this." So, and I reach out to David because you've been talking about doing this again because we talk about beer all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just think, yeah, okay, here's just definitely another person who should come in and talk about beer all the time.
The camera does not want me involved.
No, the camera is very finicky like that. And then I think, was it something that I noticed, something that was announced? Or you, I think, David, you mentioned that there was some good stuff at Brick and Bark, and you thought there was a new one.
Yeah, I think it was the double IPA that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah,
that just came up in conversation or something.
And we hadn't had that yet. And I said, well, that's a good example. And my brain just suddenly started the gears turning, where you're down in Windsor, and there's a number of things down there. And I said, oh, what if we just got, you know, and there was a couple of new ones, because there are new ones. Why don't we just get all beers from Windsor? And we can talk to, and David could be like, I mean, not to put pressure on you, but you are the Windsor beer representative tonight, just by total accident.
Oh, yes.
Tonight, and then, yeah. And I said, well, how am I going to do that? So then I sort of said, Brittany, how would you feel the next time you go to your rehearsal, before or after, just kind of doing like a little dry pub crawl and picking me up some specific beers that we want to drink on the show? And luckily, everyone was amenable to that.
All right, it worked perfectly. I mean, yeah, I mean, you got some of them last week, and I was just like, you know what? Take those with you, because if they're in my fridge, I'll get thirsty over the weekend.
When they got here and Brittany told me that, I had to laugh. I had to laugh.
I don't even know what to say right now.
Ian and I are hoarders. We'll keep things forever and not drink them. But then,
and I'm not allowed to drink them either.
No, what happened last week is Brittany said, I got these sours. And I said, oh, great, we can drink them on the show. And she's like, you mean tonight, right? Because I got them because I want to drink them. I didn't get them because I want
to. It was only a month later.
Stare at the can for
them.
4 weeks.
That's why I drink wine. Okay, I'm leaving until sour time. Wait, let me try this one. What is this? Belgian ale. Brick and Bark.
It's
drink beer.
It's a bit wheaty. Yeah, I'm getting a wheaty spice.
That tastes like beer.
Brittany, don't go anywhere for a second.
Why?
One of your someone wants to say hello.
Is it my wife?
Why can't you see me?
I'm having the same problem too. I think it's a girly thing.
I don't know what you're saying.
I
can't hear a word.
I've lost complete control. Good.
Oh, I got it.
She dropped her ear thing again.
What did you say?
She said she likes your hair.
Oh, why? It's a mess.
It's a good mess.
Just like you.
Did you notice Joe's hair after she got a cut, or did you really? You haven't really.
I haven't seen her.
Yeah, you haven't really had a look at her.
I've been at work like a corporate girl.
Oh yeah, nose to the ground.
Work at a school.
Well, she works in a non-air-conditioned school. That's part of the problem.
That's what makes.
Well,
it
that's not
obviously.
That's
no,
not
that's what makes it
life,
difficult.
That's just hell.
Yeah, I deal
corporate
with the school
hell.
Board enough that I feel like I'm part of the clique.
It's a bit of
hell.
Is that
a good thing?
No, it's not.
That's fair. Brittany had to try the Belgian ale. Would you like to try the Belgian ale?
I said, yes, that's beer.
I keep dissing a beer. Dissing a beer.
I don't feel good.
Mr. Stark?
I don't actually even know the reference. I just saw it on memes, so that's funny.
Oh, no, no, no. Not for me. No, thank you.
Okay, well.
Yeah, it's a bit. I don't know. Our big go-to is when the server comes back around, would you order a second one? If they say, well, would you have another of that? And I think I'd be all like, what else you got?
It's basically like, and I get no more than what you were talking about with Hilltop Hops and the previous one. It basically just tastes like a watered-down Belgian Moon.
Mm.
I don't know about that.
You know, it's the same kind of flavor profile with the citrus and the coriander and the spice and the wheat and everything. I was it's nice. I like it. I could have one every now and then.
don't go away.
I was disappointed.
I was expecting something maybe a little, I want to say, browner. I don't know why, but with a Belgian ale, I was expecting kind of maybe a little.
You hear those two words together? Yeah.
But on the it does say it's going to be hazy golden hue. Yep. Wheat body, citrus, orange peel, coriander, and as I was reading it, I went, "Oh, I'm not gonna like this."
Yeah, there's almost a bit much going on.
So if you like wheat ales, it's pretty good for a wheat.
Yeah, agreed.
What am I doing?
Hold the wine.
Now I'm holding everything.
Jayma has a question.
No, for you.
Oh, for me.
These fit in your ear?
Yes.
Good lord.
Oh, she's back.
she's stripped.
It's hot down here.
It is a little bit. Usually.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well, how would you feel if I put any of the air conditioning down here? You'd probably be a bit miffed. Because it's not up. Air conditioning the hot area. It stays cool enough down here. It's not so bad.
This is chaos.
I just keep...
Also, I was about to call out your lack of change of background, but we had this conversation, you couldn't get one.
Would you like to notice that, in fact, over here...
I'm not even in the damn video!
No, not at all, because I have to cut it down.
This game is barely in it.
There's a lot of ins and outs. There's a lot of factors that go into this.
Dang.
Yeah, so I don't know, Ross, if you know much of the history of Brig and Bark, but their current iteration.
A little?
They used to be in Windsor. It used to be the site of Mason's Apples.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where it is, just on the Windsor Back Road there. But they also used to be they still are. The Moon Ridge Ciders from up in Canning.
Yep.
Yeah, so they've completely, I think they've completely shut down the Canning location as far as I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But so, a guy that I went to school with a very, very long time ago, he works for a company, and I think either one of his coworkers or one of his middle bosses or something, he mentioned one day, oh, one of my upper bosses just decided to buy a place and start a brewery and cidery in Windsor. And I went,
yeah.
Huh? and so that was apparently that side of the story. And I had been talking to Steve Crane several times, and he said, right. Oh, hey, I've got a new thing, a new project coming up soon. I'll get you some product and we can talk about it. And I'm like, okay. And this was all very hush hush. Wasn't sure what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw the announcements from the Port Pub down here that they were going to be a Brig and Bark location. I'm like, ooh, a new brewery. Yay, that's really cool. And I got excited about that. And then when I met up with Steve, he gave me several cans of Brig and Bark. And I went, and I was like, and all the pieces fell, and it was like, yeah. you're the thing with the okay, and I got all excited about that. So that's where that landed, and then we talked to him about that starting up. But it was I wouldn't say a passion project, pet project, but he got involved and is quite excited.
Nice.
But we enjoy talking to Steve about beer. He teaches us all sorts of stuff. He knows his subjects. That sounded like he was a very benevolent king.
And I mean, and just the one thing about Brig and Bark as well. Like, I mean, it's local to me. It's closer than Schoolhouse, actually, within walking distance, which is nice. It's a 20-minute walk. I did that over the winter. But I when I can run my half a little tweaked right now, but the last few weeks I've started running in the morning, and it's perfect because I run to the brewery and back before work, and it's 3.5K almost on the dot. So short run, but it's like nice to get back into it when I've been years doing nothing and putting on weight. So unfortunately, they're not open when I'm running at 6:30 in the morning. But
there's probably someone there brewing things because it's always brewing season. The Port Pub and Bay of Fundy just down there in Port Williams. We did a walk and counted our steps and everything, and it's round trip 4 kilometers. So they're only 2 kilometers
excellent.
Away from us. So that's even better. I'm just too
on much safer roads. Well, maybe not for the first quarter.
We go through the back. and then you go into the quietest. So you walk across your backyard, which is more difficult in winter, but you walk through there, and then it's a really quiet way down, and then out the other side, it's a sidewalk the whole way. So it is safer if you go the right way. But I'm just incredibly lazy.
That's fair. I understand this. Yeah. Now, in fairness, like since they opened here, they've been like just. I don't want to say churning out new beers because that kind of does a disservice to them in quality sense.
Watch
but they really have been bringing out a lot of new ones.
You don't understand that.
Apparently not.
That was a quote from the play.
Oh, you move how the sea moves? She says, "Watch out! I move how the sea moves," which you probably would have laughed at had you been able to hear it. This microphone.
I'm not in that scene though, so you know I don't really pay attention. But I'm not in the scene.
Well, it's probably good that you don't, because I don't move like the sea moves.
The thing is, for me, like a rusty brick. And this was a problem when I was in walking distance of Patty's. I would go to Patty's, and they would always have a stout, or they'd always have a, you know, they've always got their Raven on, and so, which is technically a brown ale, I'm told. I don't know. But when I go down to, like, either Brig and Bark or Bay of Fundy, neither of them do their darks in the summertime anymore. So when I go down, I'm sort of like, and I don't really know what I'm getting. And I'm kind of getting into the big IPA. I'll try the double IPA out of Brig and Bark. But I don't have one that is just danger juice to me. So that's probably for the best. And else, we don't really have a crew to go out to the pub with anymore. We
can go with David and Jaima.
Well, they go to a different pub. That's the thing. We'll go to our pub and we'll FaceTime you guys and we'll have trivia.
There you go.
You know, distance trivia night games.
Brig and Bark has Wednesday night trivia.
But then we have to drive there.
Yeah.
It's like 20 minutes. I have to drive there like 17 times.
I know, but then we have to fight about who has to drive home.
Yeah.
It's going to be me.
That's the problem.
That is the problem. That is. That's true.
Yeah.
She's getting very excited about trying and talking about this next one. So we should get through this Brig and Bark Belgian.
I didn't get a taste test before it was released, and also that I didn't drink two of those yesterday.
All of that is true. 100%.
It pays to know people, you know. You get a little taste test before it's released to the general public.
Well, that's one of the things that I liked about Schoolhouse. Because I went in there one time and I asked about this new one. And they said, "Oh yeah, we got this new one out, but it was only available for beer club
honor
members.
Roll."
Yeah, honor roll. Yes, that's it. When you get on the honor roll, then you can try the new ones like, you know, 4 days, 3 days before they get released.
Yeah, at most. Yeah.
I'm on the honor roll.
No, you're not.
But you didn't get a full pint. In fairness,
is David on the honor roll?
No. I haven't paid for the honor roll. Where you're
a guy.
Yep.
We're honorary honor roll.
Well, that was I think I did get a taste of it because A, it was slow, and B, we were just talking about, you know, once you start talking beer about beer with people, they sort of say, "Oh, you seem to really, you know, not just be some." I mean, I am kind of some idiot off the street, but you act like you're not just some idiot off the street.
Oh, 100%, 100%, absolutely.
Do you need a palate cleanser?
Nope. Okay. In fact, David himself, he designed the order of beverages tonight.
Wow.
Because he suggested that having a sour at the end made sense, because otherwise it was going to ruin your flavor profile. And I fully agree.
Your flavor bullets?
Your flavor bullets. That's the one. but
pair it with cherries.
Once again.
I'm going to grab mine. 1 second.
Is that a fish?
I'll be right back.
A leg of,
I think that's a ham bone.
A ham hock. Cheese? No, wait. Watermelon. Thick watermelon.
That's chez.
Why is the rind so thick? Goes great with. And then there's pictures, so you have to understand their hieroglyphs there on the back of Le Can. It's in there somewhere. There it is. Watermelon, cherries, and half a fish. But the very intriguingly colored. This is like this seafoam green kind of can on there. Aptly named Pop Quiz. I love Schoolhouse Brewery's naming structure, how everything matches the whole Schoolhouse vibe. It's so great. But the Pop Quiz Dry Hopped Kettle Sour, a 4.5 ABV. There is nothing on the can written about it. So once again, to the Instagram. And the Instagram says, "For the first time ever, a sour beer." introducing Pop Quiz Sour, making its debut Friday, June 20th. This one is 5 days old. I can't believe we're having new beers. This is such a brand new experience for us. Swing by and be the one to first give it a try. But the problem there is there's still no description. It's just a dry hopped kettle sour.
There's nothing on the website?
There's nothing.
There's nothing on the Facebook page?
I will
doubt it. Their Facebook and Instagram will be similar.
but yeah, that
I should have done. I should have done my own due diligence and actually asked people. I'm at Brick and Barrack and Schoolhouse Enough. I should have just asked, but I also do enjoy coming into some of these blind, like the Hilltop never had before, the Brick and Barrack I had before, but the sour, yeah. Apart from the little taste I had last week, it's gonna be a first full pint of it. So.
Oh, okay, just a little taste. We
you don't have to sound that surprised.
We do pretty much everything completely blind, and we kind of say, yeah, we'll try that. And sometimes we love it, and sometimes it's just, oh, it's an absolute delightful surprise.
I never do anything blind.
Well, as I said, you know, I'm impatient sometimes. So. Wow.
Yeah, you'd have a tough time doing a show like this. I couldn't even stop you from having that first sip. Usually Ian and I are like, oh yeah, 3, 2, 1, cheers. And it's just like, glug, 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 glug.
It's happening. Podcast takes 2 hours sometimes.
It has something to do with it. I mean, we're only in at 45 minutes and we're on beer number 3. I think we're making pretty sweet time. I have been accused, my wife will not believe this, but I have been accused of drinking too fast.
By who?
Ian Smith of Tapestry Beer Bar, 833 Sackville Drive. Okay, the haziness is in the bottom of the can.
Mm-hmm.
It did that thing again where it poured clear at first, and then I needed to get the rest of it. This is gonna...
The hawk sit at the bottom.
The what? Pardon?
The honks.
See, Ian and I refer to them as the sea monkeys, the little floaties you get sometimes in a really good IPA. No, the honk. Well, what is descriptive about the honks? Oh, I like that beer. It's got the honks. Is this a new Ross thing?
No, we're not talking about it any longer. We're done with this conversation.
It is. I'm not going to like this. This smells like the kind of sours I hate.
Did you not try it last night?
I had a sip of it, and it told me everything that I needed to know. Where it was, it's like a fruity sour, I can get through because it just tastes like a really sour lemonade. A lemonade that they hadn't added any sugar to, and this is the same. But then you get this. Oh, we dry hopped it, and I went, oh, wait a minute, this is a sour fruit juice. Low on fruit, high on sour, that you've then added one of the worst beer flavors itself to. You've added a sour, gross vegetable to a sour tasting fruit juice, and with no sweetness in it whatsoever.
The disrespect.
I'm telling you, it's just not
each to their own. Each to their own.
My thing.
No, that is
all right. Oh my god. Oh my god. Ugh. I am
a professional through.
So grateful and thankful that my wife will drink the rest of this.
No, but it's room temperature. Ew.
That's where you get the flavor crystals. That's what it actually tastes like. When you kill it with ice cubes, with freeziness, then that's cheating. That's why American beers say, always drink our beer ice cold, because they've frozen the flavor.
Yeah, well, I think Coors Light has that, like, Coors Light has those, like, blue mountains activated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but you're talking to the person who is drinking wine out of an insulated tumbler that has ice in it with a straw. So, I...
Yeah.
I know.
You're not shocked by the temperature. You're shocked by the flavor, because the flavor is finally coming through because you haven't destroyed it with temperature.
Tastes more like an IPA than a sour to me.
Oh, it's a sour IPA. It's an IPA gone wrong. It's
I scanned the QR code on the can.
Oh. What happened?
There is nothing. No, there is. It comes up with pop quiz, dry hop kettle sour, schoolhouse first sour. That is all.
404, not found. Was that the one that we tried to? Wait, what's untapped? I mean, it's only this is now the problem. I'm finding a new problem with having up to date beers that are brand new and five days old. The internet, yes. Which has never steered us wrong, but the internet has.
No, there's never been any fake news or anything.
Never heard of these ever before. Untapped Schoolhouse Pop Quiz Hot Shot. Nope, that's from Backcountry Brewing.
While you're looking for that, you know what? I like this. I'm very 50-50 on sours. I can take them or leave them.
Well, this is rare, an IPA flavored sour with the dry hopping, so you're getting that.
Yeah, it's rare. I'll go out of my way, to have a sour. And I'm not saying I go out of my way to have this sour, but it's also very rare that I could have 2, 3, 4 of the same sour in a sitting, shall we say. But two of these, three of these in a row, I could definitely manage.
Really?
It's light enough. There's a little bit of freshness, a little bit of airiness almost coming off the tongue after a few sips that I'm getting. Yeah, but I do agree. There's definitely still that kind of hoppiness undertone to it.
Have you ever gone
so far to know what one was?
Where it does not look like. Have you ever gone to a friend's house or had, you know, your own little, I'm going to say, marijuana ashtray collection? Or if you had a friend that was a weed smoker, and there's always a couple of stale, slightly scungy weed ashtrays, mostly out on the deck, you know, out of like the little stairwell, because they go and they smoke outside. And after a couple of rainfalls, and you walk past it, and it smells like a wet weed ashtray.
No. Is the answer.
Doesn't happen? Oh, it's...
No.
That was my entire high school experience.
I think next
a lot of my friends clean up after themselves.
I want David to be my co-host.
Okay.
When we do sounds.
Yeah, honestly, you can do that show. You, David, will bring Tom, and the three of you can talk about sours and have a tremendous time.
Speak about seven words an hour.
Me... out of it. What was the other? Oh, I feel like there's
seven
another...
words an hour kind of defeats the purpose of a podcast.
Yeah, you try to keep it under 58 minutes and get back to your family that's giving you the stink eye.
I'm gonna be keeping it under 10 minutes.
No, you're not.
I don't think you could have three drinks in under 10 minutes.
It's not about the fact that it's a beer show. It's about the fact that you get to have a conversation with everybody and have a
exactly.
Delightfully wonderful time.
Not my forte.
And you just happen to be having a few drinks while you're doing it.
Exactly.
It's not my forte.
I thought we gained another sour. Maybe I'm wrong. Is there not another sour that's in the closet there?
Is there?
I thought so.
Don't get her to go look. It won't be there anymore.
She doesn't go in that closet.
There's spiders in there.
Also, I have cleverly placed a small box about yay high that impedes progress to
my
that.
Height.
Nice.
That impedes progress to that one closet.
I don't remember very the good, last time I was good. In the basement, go, to be honest.
Go have a look. They're in the top right, next to the spiders. I feel like there's one sour, or someone else has got a. There's another sour coming out, or there's something going on.
Probably. I do remember when was it
top 20... left.
Was it 2019 or is 19 or 21 where everyone was trying sours?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one summer I remember, and it was just like. Yeah, a solid 4 months of sour.
It's not 100% participation anymore, but I still feel like every summer there's a goodly amount of them. That yeah.
Well, I mean the one we're having right now, the pop quiz is literally the first ever.
But that's not a sour. That's just a.
That's the Garrison
fruit beer.
Yeah, like I mean the one we're having right now, like this is the schoolhouse's first ever sour, right? And I remember firsthand that they said they would never do that.
Well,
they haven't
changed brewers, have they? It's still Cam.
Well, Lee is the head brewmaster there.
Yeah.
Yeah. lovely. I don't know if you'll ever see this, Lee, but love you, guy. Yeah, so, I mean, everyone tries a few new things. What I want from Schoolhouse is them to bring back the coach. They had a coach, and it was just Early Dismissal, it was called, and it was on for one summer, and it was, in my opinion, the best beer that Schoolhouse have ever done.
We've got two Kolsches to compare coming up.
Ooh.
A watermelon Kolsch from North Brewing. And I forget what the second one is. Do I not write these down? I feel like I should have these written down somewhere. Thought another. Oh, there it is. The Cold Kolsch from Heritage Brewing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, okay. Well, that's just it.
I'll keep an eye out for those.
I try to get everyone's favorites and opinions. And that way, when I try to drink things, especially when Ian's away. But honestly, what's stopping us? What literally is stopping us from this being a 4 to 5 person round table every week? Other than the fact that whenever we go out and search for new beers, what often happens is we buy two. We're like, oh, what an interesting beer! I'll buy two, one for me and one for my co-host Ian. And he does the same thing. So I don't know what would happen if all of a sudden we had 5 co-hosts and we had to make sure that everybody had the same beer all the time.
Well, that happened when I was on the last time.
Because
we couldn't get the same beer.
The research that I put into making sure I changed my store to all the local LCs. And I thought, it says there's 29 available. And yet you couldn't find them. Yet again, the internet lets us down. No, I think it was just a night that we were just trying some different ones. So here was something I thought of today.
I wish this would stop being
if we do the big round table and maybe do it on a quarterly basis. But when we do it and we bring 5 or 6 people, and then the question is just, what are you drinking?
Yeah, you do first of the month.
This and
first Wednesday of the month, you take 3 to 5 people and you have at least one the same. And then the other one or the other two are completely up to you. You could do it that way. You know? Something along those lines.
It's good for a try. Yeah, we'll try it. It's summer. We can get away with all kinds of experimentation in summer. When viewership is low.
When everybody wants to be outside in the sun.
Exactly. Oh, we should be out in the decks. I think Ian was outdoors in the last one. I
would if the bugs wouldn't kill me.
Yeah. He goes out and then he says, you know what? The bugs are really kind of bad. Like, oh, man. His poor blood.
Yeah, I know the feeling. We're getting a lot of landscaping done next week, which is nice, though. So hopefully the bug situation will calm slightly with a lot of the bushes and trees gone from our house. So.
Okay. You're like opening up a space or?
Have you ever been there?
New.
Oh. He is invited.
I have not been invited because I'm not in the play.
I probably accidentally invited you during the minutes.
It's true. I agree to be in plays where they tell me it's a small role, stand in the back. I'm like, woo!
I agreed to be in a play where I had a small role and then things happened.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen to me with Cabaret.
You auditioned for that?
No.
I didn't have to.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
I did not. Well, I got an email from Thea because I told her I can't. Fall is always really busy with
everything. Oh, yes, you were telling me.
Everyone's back to school and all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly.
Sports.
So she wrote back, and I think she knows exactly how to describe things to me because she knows what irks me about community theater as well. So she says, someone who was offered a small role said they can't possibly be a part of it anymore. Come on!
Yeah.
Then we have the huge fight, the big talk where it's all, there are no small roles, only small actors. Damn you! And you get all up on your high horse, and I'm like, oh man, she just roped me into being this play.
Bet she knew that I'm on a theater kick right now, and willingly said yes.
it's theater. I have not, and it's theoretically a small role, but The big problem is I have never actually seen Cabaret.
My bad.
So
is this one yours or is this one yours?
No, I don't think I have either, actually. I don't think I've seen it either, to be honest.
I am 10 minutes into a stage version starring Alan Cumming.
You watched it with Alan?
Oh.
10 minutes. I haven't seen the whole thing. But there's the rest of it to go. But it already, the concept frightens me a little. And then there was a follow-up email. Where's the follow-up email? It's hilarious.
Honestly, they're the best ones. They are. Like, I love Thea a bit. But I've also no problem telling her to F off. But at the same time, she will not come to me for Cabaret because she knows I will not sing or dance.
It's very risque.
So the follow-up email was, we sent you a link to the music and the lyrics of the script. That version, for those of you who watch it, is very risque. If anyone felt uncomfortable watching it and wondered how we were going to approach it, I just wanted to put your worries to rest. So it's about a brothel in Germany.
Obviously, it's going to be risque.
So, and I love this follow-up. It's going to be a little risque, but we're going to try to make it more comfortable. With the help of our choreographers, we will be aiming to make the show more of a burlesque piece.
Is it not?
Yeah, I'm busy. That was
so. I love that making it more burlesque makes it less risque.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what have I said?
I can only assume that means it's more choreographed. You know what I mean? More rehearsed as opposed to just go with it kind of thing.
Yeah, flinging.
You know, because burlesque shows are quite often very choreographed, right? Deliberately. So, I don't know. I haven't seen it either. I don't plan.
Well, we're hopefully going to watch it eventually soon. But yeah, small part and maybe something in the background or whatnot. So, I assume.
Well, it's like when we did The Minutes. Thea said, would you be interested in doing this? And I said, I'll think about it. I'll get back to you in 3 or 4 days. The day after, she sends me the script and the rehearsal schedule.
Yeah.
You've all been told.
So, yeah. And now, in fairness, we had a lot of fun in that show. So.
It was quite the show. It was not.
It was
not
it
quite
was
anything
something
I'd
else.
Ever been involved in before. So.
Yeah. And I think you know, to get back on, seeing as Brittany's here, we have to re-advertise it. Birthday Candles is going to be something different, you know, definitely considering it's Quick as a Wing production. It's a 90-ish minute show, all one act kind of thing, and it's there's a lot of very funny moments in it.
No scene changes. A lot of very
The more I hear about it, the more I think that it sounds like the same kind of challenging thing that Thea's group would do, Wolfville Theater Collective, and honestly, Center Stage would maybe it, and Quick as a Wink would avoid it like the plague. So I'm so curious. Oh, we're getting into
and you know, like,
local community
nearly
theater.
Nothing about it either, because I don't want to tell you.
Yeah, which is great. I won't go and spoil or anything, but yeah, it's the story of Ernestine, played by Brittany. And her journey through life, as told on various birthdays throughout her life, and it's
I love
different actors playing different characters at different stages. Yeah,
I love that it's outside of the Quick as a Wink wheelhouse. They're trying something a little different. They're trying something new. They're pushing their own, I guess, reputation. Maybe would be the best way to put it.
Yeah, to an extent. And I mean, I know, like, I've been in plays, with Quick as a Wing. I think the only two I haven't been in since I've gotten here have been maybe Mousetrap and Dinner Party. They're about the only two plays of Quick as a Wing that I've done that I've not been in.
I have never been on that stage.
No?
No, Brittany is our family's first foray onto that stage.
Oh, well. My first time on that stage was 2 days after I landed in this country in 2016.
Okay.
Well, I worked at King's Edge, so.
Ah.
I was just on the stage.
I forgot that I'm not actually
I did the same thing.
In the camera. That's
I think
yeah.
I think we're mostly through that. I'm going to give the rest of that to Brittany because I did fair. Not like it, but I'm highly excited about trying some new beers that were available and things that are out and summer beers. So, yeah, here, everyone, if you have a favorite summer beer or things that you're looking forward to. I tried a number of them down at Tapestry Beer Bar. They've got a few sours and whatnot on the docket, and we'll my next step will be to get to David and everyone down there, and we'll take a picture or two. Maybe we'll even do that before Ian gets back in the
class trip
of the country. Kind of. I don't know when we find some.
We should do like a live mini pod with a few people.
Can't be bothered.
That's fair enough.
A live mini pod. Oh, great. Now I get to repeat everything.
I hate these headphones.
I use them constantly every day. And
I have little ears because I'm little.
I mean, I think there are smaller.
I'm just a girl.
Speaking of. Knocked one of mine on the floor, and now it's lost forever. I just want to thank David Foley for being here, and I want to thank my wife for coming in and interrupting everything. And
delivering the beer and being
the
official voice of getting David on the show. Thank you very much.
Hilltop Hops and Brick and Bark and Schoolhouse Brewery for their beers that they're making and some of the other summer stuff. So get out and try all of the new summer things that are coming out available in and around Nova Scotia. We, or I, and whoever is replacing Ian next week, are here every week, Wednesday nights, between 8 to 9 p.m., live on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@drinknsdry. You can find our podcast and all the podcasty places. You can go and run the Instagram, the TikToks, I think we got a Facebook, no. Facebook presence, but we're in the Maritime Beer, whatever, sauce, Facebook group. And then outside of that, you can go straight to the source at drinkns.unsupervised.beer. I remembered all of the websites.
Hey!
Thanks for tuning in. We'll have some more to drink next week. Good night!
Good night!